We've all heard of the $1 trillion infrastructure bill that President Biden and the Congress passed last fall. I was curious how that would be coming down at Howard County. So I want to discuss its effects with the county commissioners. Jeremiah Johnmeyer and Jeff Stockhorse were glad to discuss it with me. Matt Fries was not present. Let's get to talking. I'd heard that the state is going to get a big pile of money from the infrastructure bill that was passed last fall. And what I heard on the radio that a lot of that is going to be going for the county lettered roads resurfacing. I don't know if you'd heard that or if it was even valid, but that'll be phenomenal.
Yes.
I don't know other than why over there any of the roads that I've been on are pretty bad, the lettered ones. And so fortunately y'all won't have to deal with that probably, but the county will greatly benefit from it for sure.
Right, and you remember probably when you were in office, the TAC committee, which Howard McMillan
right.
was on that
yeah.
board. When mm-hmm. Howard retired, then I became on the TAC.
Yeah.
So we go through the process of identifying,
figuring out which the priorities are and all that sort of thing.
Yes.
Exactly. So you will be involved that way.
Yeah, so it was kind of amazing. Probably back in May, all the regional counties,
yeah.
like Montauk, right. Cole, Callaway, Boone, Cooper,
right.
nominated to make Howard County secondary roads, the letter roads, a top priority for
interesting.
For our region.
Wow.
And so it got to be on the mm-hmm. top priority, but it was an unfunded
right.
need.
Yeah.
So in dealing with the MoDOT and the TAC committee, when this infrastructure money come down,
mm-hmm.
which we didn't, we're grateful for what we got, but there was mm-hmm. like $100 million
yeah.
that come down. $5 million all come to Howard County.
Wow.
The other $95 million go to North Rural part mm-hmm. of the state. Mm-hmm. for their secondary roads.
Yeah.
But it was pretty amazing, and I think it started from being on that TAC committee.
Yeah,
and
they knew
that, that list and having our mm-hmm. our county roads as top priority.
Right, yeah.
So the complete $5 million come to Howard County,
mm-hmm.
not to the surrounding counties. So, I mean, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've traveled to Cooper County lettered roads. But maybe they all are in better shape than Howard's.
They are a little, I mean, they got their areas, you know,
yeah,
that low traffic, they just mm-hmm. don't get the attention. And that's what they kept claiming for us. And I was
yeah.
like, well, it shouldn't really matter. Safety
yeah.
has to factor in somewhere.
Right. Right.
And we all pay fuel taxes just like anybody else.
Yeah. But there is some money coming right to the county. For our use too, right, in the infrastructure bill or not?
Well, the ARPA funding, which was the American Recovery Rescue Act,
right,
is roughly just a hair over $1.8 million.
Okay,
and which, and we had to wait for final rule to make any decisions on that
mm-hmm.
because we had to follow protocol of what, to, how you could legally expense the money and. And which we still do,
yeah.
But final rule come in that any county or public entity that received less than $10 million could use that for county or city infrastructures. And
mm-hmm.
kind of you got to follow a little bit of guidelines, but
right.
but pretty well untied your hands
mm-hmm.
with it.
So that's $1.8 million. Is that all available now, or is it going to spread over 10 years? Or?
We got half of it already.
Okay.
And we just requested to receive the other half.
Okay.
Your projects have to be kind of earmarked by 2024,
mm-hmm.
and then the money has to be spent by 2026.
Well, that's quite a ways off yet.
So it's, but so we did an air quality study
yeah.
in the courthouse last
mm-hmm.
fall, and out of that, because air quality was one of the criterias for
right.
the you know, the COVID pandemic and stuff
right.
like that. So in finding that, we found out the roof was leaking and a few different things. So
what was leaking?
The roof.
Okay.
We had moisture coming in, and he's like, until you can get the moisture stopped,
right,
you're not going to have quality air.
Mm-hmm.
So from about 1st of December to 1st of July, we have been trying to do a study and dealing with historical preservation to see how to re-roof the courthouse, which we finally got that passed. But we wanted to see what kind of dollar, you know, what kind of money we were talking there, because that was a starting point.
Yeah.
And we finally made it to that stage. And doing a new courthouse roof following historical preservation guidelines is going to be about roughly $210,000 during the courthouse, and then we went ahead and added the bandstand in the project because the bandstand roof is in need of repair. So then now we're waiting on these air conditioner units to see what new, more efficient, because we're getting a lot of condensation from the air conditioning lines, and then that condensation, of course, leaves moisture, you know, in the building. So we're trying to, that's our next step. But we're still waiting on a price on that, and we've been waiting on that for, what, 4 months?
4 months at least. And plus we have to stay, here again, historical with the building.
Right.
Well, we only put in the units like we've got in here right now. So something similar to that.
I see.
You can't go outside the building and add anything onto the building.
Without approval.
So.
And after talking with Hill Judic Electrical Service, they felt like our boilers is fairly new, our air handler is fairly new, and that is the most efficient way to heat and cool both buildings, the Keller Building and the courthouse. So we're trying to use that stuff that is fairly new and efficient, and trying to just upgrade our our registers in the offices, and then try to insulate the lines, that, you know, the air conditioned lines, the the cool water loop line. That way, to try to.
But you'll have till 2024 to actually line up these projects.
Yeah, try to obligate.
And should be done by 2026.
Yes. And if you're somewhere in the realm, I believe they can give you, can apply for an extension if you got something going. Because one snag we did run into now, it's hard to get material. And it's, and then it's hard for places to give you a quote. Because the
right now there are projects all over the United States chasing too few contractors.
Correct. And material shortage.
Of
all realm of material. So it's been challenging.
Right. So you're kind of looking at a new roof and the air conditioning units, because their condensation is putting moisture and what is it, a black mold or something that's an issue?
Well, they wouldn't call it a mold. But it could cause an odor and fungus like a mold, but they would not call it mold.
We've also put in a system downstairs in, what's that called?
It was a Rinodry system, and none of us understand, but it's
based off magnetic field. It's something to do with,
it pushes,
it takes moisture and pushes it away from, out of the building. So it's supposed to dry, and it has. It has worked.
Amazing.
Because we were.
Where's that unit at?
It's down here in the main lobby.
Okay.
It's up underneath the ceiling. It looks like a little ball. It's
about amazing.
Yeah,
kind of like one of them satellites you would put on a camper. It's kind of what it looks like.
It works off of a kind of like an electromagnetic field. Like when you put two magnets together and you got the two
pushing,
they push away from one another.
Right.
This is what this works like. So
incredible.
That was $14,500.
Yeah.
And before we made that purchase, Commissioner Free stopped at City Hall in Boonville because they had installed one just to see it. You know, is this snake oil? Is is it a legitimate deal? And and the city of Boonville was very pleased.
But it has made a difference.
What about, okay, so the roofing you're talking about is that heavy rubber stuff that's up there now.
Yes, and
pretty wide.
And the slate tile on the eaves and the towers and a complete and gutter system.
Okay. Yeah. That could eat up a fair amount of money.
Yeah, the slate, which we have imitation slate and we got real slate.
Yeah.
What the product we're going with is a Da Vinci compost solid imitation slate look, mm-hmm. and it'll look authentic.
Mm-hmm.
There was a little bit cheaper of a product, but it was hollow. So we were afraid if a hail hit it or somebody walked on it or whatever, you know, it could crack.
Right.
So we went with this. It was what we chose. It, like I said, is solid. And they're projecting a 75 plus year life expectancy of it. So long term, because this is the way we see it, it's kind of one time money. And you know, from being here as well as anybody, the county GR just doesn't have the infrastructure money to tackle these kind of projects, and they've been kind of neglected throughout the years, and nobody's fault. It was just not enough revenue to go around.
What do you call these four structures?
The towers.
Towers, okay, yes. That's a good word for it. What's actually the roofing on the very flatter top?
We just had a new membrane put on that in March. I think in March. It was just starting to get warm.
Okay.
Because the temperature had to be right for that stuff to...
adhesive.
They call it a TPO. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that abbreviation is, but it's some sort of a flat roof membrane.
Yeah.
And it's white instead of black, and it's supposed to be better in the ultraviolet light of the sun and supposed to last longer. The downfall is it's slicker. If frost is on, it's super slick.
Yeah.
But after the frost is gone, or a dew or something.
What is the internal structure of those towers like? Is it pretty good? Have you been inside them to look?
Everything is in pretty good shape. In which, you know, you did a lot of truss work when you were
in the main big one.
The only weak spot I really see is the steps going up to the bell tower. Some lumber's getting faulty in there, but the overall structure looks really pretty good.
I know before they painted, you could see that, like, on the west side, it could have disintegrated pretty easy over some future time, but that's holding up. You know, that half moon thing, that we did a lot of work on this one, but the other one seemed a little shaky. Not yet, but getting that way. Could go that way, let's put it that way. Are they holding up okay?
They seem like they are.
I had a feeling like the paint would.
The paint's starting to crack and to chip off a little bit, but it's just starting and... And it's not horrible yet.
Yeah. Just something to keep an eye on.
Right, correct.
I was curious how it was holding up.
Yes.
I know it wasn't an immediate need, but we'll see.
Right.
We'll see. Were there any other considerations of things to put money at other than the courthouse?
The Keller Building.
Okay.
The hot water loop out and return, that hot water loop is getting bad. It had the asbestos wrapped insulation on it, so the pipe is rusting from the outside in from the condensation. And we looked at this in 2012, and just off the cuff, Solomon Boiler Works said it was going to be a $500,000 project. So we have that in mind as well, because if it's failing, we got to patch it quite often. We got to run it like 7 pounds pressure. So that's causing everything not to run efficient with the boiler system. So that's in our realm of look.
And we had foundation recovery come in. We had a lot of water staying underneath the building itself.
And like the crawl space.
Crawl space.
And where the Fitzgibbon has their part there, why one of the piers was just kind of sinking in dirt because it was so wet. Because of the water staying. So, and actually, inside the building itself, the ceiling was everything was kind of settling. And Raymond was having to shave the door off just to get it closed every other day. So they came in, they dug a channel down through there, they put rock in there, and then they laid a seat tile pipe in there, and it goes to little lift pumps. I don't know how many do we have in there.
Three inside and one outside.
And then that water just, and it has helped that underneath there a lot.
And that was about $68,000 roughly to do that. Then we helped the sheriff get a Most Win radio system. That way they can be compatible with the highway patrol and communicate, because communication was pretty poor when surrounding counties and highway patrol were on Most Win. They couldn't access that frequency. So we helped do that. We have electrical issues in the courthouse as far as the building wasn't designed for the electrical load that everything's requiring now. So we have a lot of projects. We're kind of focusing on the immediate definite needs and then just kind of working our way down. And ultimately, we would like to redo the sidewalks, but we don't want to do the sidewalks in the courthouse yard until
get some more until we equipment get, in here.
Hopefully we're done with the lift and stuff for a while.
Yeah, I remember a bid going out on the sidewalks, but that was never done yet then.
No, it wasn't.
That was wise. Good thing.
Yeah, because if we got to think, well, we need to do this, we need to do that, and
what's the point?
What's the point of doing it and then it getting busted?
Yeah,
you know, fairly fast. So
So
we tried to just backed off of that. Our retaining wall around the yard is getting in very bad shape. We have to deal with historical preservation on that. We were thinking we like the authentic look of it. And we've had a few people we discussed options, but just tear into it. That old stone, how are you going to replace something similar? And then, you're going to have an old stone and a new stone.
Yeah, we like the look of it, but will we like the look of it if it's laying flat on the sidewalk?
And then so we discussed maybe technology's come a long ways. Building a concrete wall and stamping it to look like stone. But historical preservation, they're kind of frowning on that proposal. And I understand because it's not authentic, but it would be a cheaper solution for us, more cost efficient.
It seems like the boiler heater here in the courthouse, we had a few problems with it. Basically, it's pretty solid though, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Now, the one down at Keller, my memory is, it was solid, but the changeover to air conditioning was an absolute nightmare.
Yes, you're correct. You're correct on that.
And I guess somebody still knows how to do that.
Yes, and unfortunately, the way it happened this year was we didn't get help in time before Raymond left.
Yeah.
But luckily enough, Raymond went ahead and left, and then when he left and moved to Texas, he could come in and help the new building manager. And kind of showed, and he'll answer phone calls, and so he's been a great help on that.
I remember Raymond showing me and Conroe how to do the changeover when Raymond first pulled out to sell cars.
Yeah,
and I took careful notes, but I thought, oh my God, I hope I never have to do this.
Because it's about a 10-day process when you start cooling it down or to go to air or switching it over, and I don't know if there's a more efficient way to do that than what's just the way that building was designed. I think we're just kind of
I've thought about it several times. I'm so glad to hear you've got it under control.
Well, we hope so.
Well, on the changeover, we just talked about maybe having Solomon Moore just come in here and do the changeover when it's time. Actually, we know a boy that used to work for them who installed that out there in the building.
So hopefully,
hopefully
his memory is still there.
So, and then at the end of it, when we get through some of our projects, then we'll look out for community-based projects.
If there's any money
If there is. But we just feel it's kind of that one chance to try to rehabilitate the county buildings that just haven't had the resources to.
We did a lot, but luckily the things we did were not that expensive. And so it was just very time-consuming, but the projects were very doable money-wise.
Because we feel like...
these things are big.
Big things, and that's why they wasn't able to be done before. There just wasn't money available, and we feel like without the county buildings, where would the community be without the county building?
Exactly. Exactly. I'm on Tina Rice's board.
Yes.
And what sort of progress is being made on cleaning up that bad room down there? The one that's got globs coming off the ceiling and...
Well, a lot of that is the condensation coming from the air conditioning lines, from the cold water loop. And we've talked to an outfit about cleaning it, and it's roughly going to be about $8,500 to do it. And their recommendation is, and financially we agree, wait until the air conditioning season is done this year, and then come in and clean it, and then wrap with a better insulation on the pipe.
Yeah, the old insulation on her, it just is gone on the bottom, and it's just that water, you can just see it just dripping.
And somebody tried to put that insul tube, you know, around it, but then it just travels down it to a crack, or even if it was taped, it eventually finds a hole.
Yeah.
And that's why it looks like it's isolated to one area, but it's following.
Yeah. So it's wait for air conditioning season to be over, and then it's
then they
doable.
Then they come in and they clean that pipe off, and then they can re-insulate.
But they said we're just basically wasting our money right now. They could come in and clean it, but we'd be wasting our money, because by fall, you know, in a couple months, we'd be right back where we are, and they'd have to do it again. And
My guess is that the use tax has soared high during the COVID epidemic. Is it coming in a lot higher now than
it's
used to be? About $20,000-$21,000 a month.
Yeah, it's running roughly right around, probably an average around 30.
Okay, so
it fluctuates between 29 and 31. Okay, but 30 is probably a good average.
That's about 50% increase then.
2020, it really boosted, and which was good, because the actual sales tax, local sales tax, kind of went down.
Sure.
So it pretty well, pretty close offset the loss of sales tax. The use tax picked it up.
Right.
But then another, and I'm glad we have it. I'm glad we.
Sure.
But with the use tax, we're having a lot of like UPS trucks, delivery trucks on the gravel road, so then there's more traffic on the roads, and there's more impact on the roads with all the deliveries.
Are there multiple garbage trucks coming into the county still from different firms?
There's at least two, RTS and Waste Management. Those are the main two I see. And there possibly is another one, I'm not, but those are the main two I see. Yeah. But yes, there's a lot of trash trucks that.
Because those are really heavy.
Yes.
Some counties I know have gone to bidding out and will only let one company do the whole county. I didn't know if you'd all ever considered that or not.
No, we haven't really at this point, as far as like a countywide.
Yeah. Well, I do appreciate your time, and that. We'll give the county some that has ears to listen to that radio station some ideas of what's going on. And thank you very much.
Yes, and thank you for coming in, because Patricia's asked us numerous times, but it's just hard to get away and get down and schedule. And honestly, I get nervous. Like, I'm not nervous like you and I sitting here talking, but like on a microphone or something.
Can you imagine what it'd be like being the mayor and the city council, and having a reporter there the whole session?
That'd almost be a nightmare.
How lucky you all are. Yes. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you, Sam.